Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on the situation in Greece?
Well, Greece has been in a debt crisis for over 6 years now, and there's thus far no relief in sight. Greece's massive debt has had devastating effects on investment in its economy, and when a country has that much debt, investors know that taxes are going up, so they'll simply go elsewhere. What makes matters much worse and more complicated is the sharing of a common currency across the European Union. Countries like Greece are able to control their own spending policies, but the entire European Union has to live with the consequences. The dollar, for example, is strongly affected by the government's spending decisions. But in the kind of situation that they have in Europe, it makes it easier for one country to be irresponsible and makes it easier to extort the wealth of the other countries in the monetary union. The latest development in Greece is that Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has resigned and called for elections in September after less than a year in office. Tsipras, a radical left-wing leader, was elected back in January in order to resist or even reject the demands of Greece's creditors, who want Greece to start living within its means and paying down its massive debt. Over the summer, another $94 billion worth of bailouts were necessary for Greece. Time will tell if this is just another case of kicking the can down the road.
Can you give us an update on the situation in China?
Well, the situation in China is developing as we speak. After years of impressive growth, the Chinese economy is sputtering, and the fundamental flaws in the Chinese system are being exposed for what they are. Earlier this month, China devalued the yuan, their currency, which triggered some panic, most obviously from yuan owners. China's vaunted economic growth is slowing down and causing a domino effect around the world. And some are even wondering if China had not been growing as fast as they had claimed all along. We have the largest economy in the world, and China has the second largest. We live in a globalized world. We reap the benefits of that every day when Americans can buy products made in China and when we can sell products to China. But times like these remind us just how closely intertwined our economies are.
What did you think of the most recent Center for Medical Progress videos?
Well, it's hard to keep up with all of the startling revelations about Planned Parenthood and STEM Express that have been coming out. In just the past 2 months, 8 or 9 videos have been released to the public detailing the gruesome trafficking of body parts taken from aborted babies. Planned Parenthood aborts more babies than any other organization in the United States and more than the entire country of France. Since my last radio update, 2 videos have been released. The first of these 2 show Holly O'Donnell, a former employee of STEM Express. That's a company that procures human tissue. And Ms. O'Donnell had been hired as a procurement technician, and it was her job to extract the body parts of the dead unborn children acquired by STEM Express. According to her testimony in these videos, she actually harvested the brain of a fully intact aborted baby. If these unborn babies have human brains, then it is simply undeniable that they are human beings. And if they are human beings like us, then the law ought to protect them the same way it protects us. If we believe in equality, then we have to protect the unborn and the born equally. And the most recent video to come out shows STEM Express's CEO, Kate Dyer, discussing sending intact unborn children to research labs. And she states her goal of acquiring, quote, another 50 livers per week, end quote. Ms. Dyer goes on to describe problems at abortion clinics, such as rampant bacteria.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. In Lititz, a brave and quick-thinking neighbor rescued a bomb-sniffing dog from a fire. Kimo, a 9-year-old Belgian Labrador owned by U.S. Marine veteran Tim Heiser, was trapped in a fire at Newport Commons Apartments. Heiser trained with Chemo and served with him in Iraq, identifying and disposing of landmines. And when the fire broke out in Newport Commons, a member of the maintenance department heard Chemo barking and used his skeleton key to free him. Thanks to the bravery of firefighters, the fire was contained, and the 10 apartments on the northern half of the building were only minimally damaged. We've got a lot of brave people in Lititz, and Tim Heiser and our firefighters, and one very good neighbor.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.